aligning manufacturing with market/operations needs. Manufacturing strategy is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows: a collective pattern of decisions that acts upon the formulation and deployment of manufacturing resources. To be most effective, the manufacturing strategy should act in support of the overall strategic direction of the business and provide for competitive advantages, edges. The manufacturing strategy is focused on ensuring that the correct product/service is supplied in the correct volume with the required availability and quality. Operations must design its processes to fulfill these needs with speed, dependability, flexibility, quality, and cost efficiency. Optimally, operations processes should be aligned with the organization's position in the product process matrix, shown in Exhibit 1-68. It could also be called a volume variety matrix because these factors make up the two axes on the matrix. This matrix was developed by Hayes and Wheelwright in 1979 as a tool for organizations to coordinate their marketing and manufacturing functions so they could achieve strategic objectives and make well-considered changes in strategic direction. Exhibit 1-68, Product Process Matrix and Manufacturing Environments. In this matrix, the vertical axis describes the variety among products that operations has the capability to produce or the distinct services it can perform. At the high end, we would see a business that produces products that are distinctly different from each other. For example, no airport is like any other airport. It requires design and engineering for its unique environment. At the low end is a windshield wiper manufacturer. There can be many wiper models, but all wipers within a model are identical. The horizontal axis refers to the volume that operations has the capability to produce. At the low end to the left are operations that produce only a few items in a period. Think about an architectural firm that may complete only one major project each year. At the high end to the right are operations that produce great quantities of items. Imagine a large petroleum processor turning out gasoline continuously. The diagonal line indicates the fit between capabilities to produce variety and volume. Operations that are above or below the diagonal line will probably not be competitive. Those above the line have the capability to produce more than they will ever need to. They will be inefficient and have higher costs. The ones below the line are underusing their capacity and producing less than they can with their technology. Note the three scales on the left of the exhibit. These show how customer requirements and inherent product or service characteristics will help determine which manufacturing environment is needed. Customer lead time. When customers request fully engineered or substantially customized products or services, they have an expectation that lead times will be long. Customers expect much shorter lead times for assembled or stocked items, tasks. The inherent engineering and manufacturing tasks required to make a product or service can be anywhere from diverse and complex to repeated and divided, which will dictate the most efficient manufacturing process. Frequency. The frequency with which units can be produced will strongly impact their cost, so there will be an optimum manufacturing method for a given type of product.